Peter Piper picked his own six-pack this week on The Perfect Pour.
Wow, one take. Welcome to The Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show.
Yay.
If you're dude that when you go on a trip with your family and the first thing you do is look on the map and say, where are the breweries? Where are the bottle shops? This is the show for you. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay. We're going to talk about craft beer. We're going to drink craft beer, most importantly. We're going to give you some beers to look out for, and we have plenty of listener feedback to listen to with you. So thanks for being here this week, and we start things off by announcing that we had beer before this, and we kept it tight. We only had one beer, one pre-show tailgate beer.
Get to work.
And that was a listener-donated beer by Mr. Daily George. The Nimble Giant, which Exapero also donated one. We had that one on the show, but this one we had. And for some reason, to me, this particular can tasted better. I don't know why, but maybe if different parts of the East Coast are just got better Nimble Giant cans. Go ahead.
I was trying not to stare. So I think.
Oh, that's a new beer. That's a sign of a new beer. When you hear that sound, that means a new beer is on the show.
Yay. So I think what you're saying is Trogs.
I would do that shit earlier,
too. Oh, man.
Well, we're going to work on us. We're going to work on the Beer to Brewers mic.
And go ahead.
Am I going to have to pull Becky and leave?
Yeah. Hello. Oh, hey. Hi. Here I am.
Channel busted.
So, what did we just open here?
We just opened a growler from Southgate. This was brought to you by half of the Clam Jam, Shayna.
Oh, Shayna. Does she even listen?
I'm going to guess it's Sawtooth. She actually did not tell me what it was.
It's not very unfiltered looking.
So it might not be Sawtooth, but it is hoppy and it is dark.
Sawtooth is my go-to at Southgate.
Okay,
so I should be able to tell.
It's an amber color.
You would think.
Yeah, hoppy amber.
It looks like a Sawtooth, a little darker than a Sawtooth.
Maybe she meant to grab Sawtooth and she grabbed the other growler.
Oops. I grabbed my big pants.
See if
Damn
I can
it.
Reach out to her.
This could be Sawtooth, but I can't say for certain.
I was driving down Bullard Avenue and I saw her pass by me in the other direction. No, actually, I was going down Sierra and I asked Siri to send her a text message saying, hey, have fun at Southgate. Thanks. Bring me a growler.
You knew where she was going.
And she's all Sawtooth. Sound good? ? And I'm all, yes.
I think this is, I'm going to go Sawtooth. If you're going to Yosemite, make sure to stop in Oakhurst at the Southgate Brewing, which newly remodeled.
Did they expand too or just remodel?
Expand.
They did.
More restaurant
for your pleasure.
Yeah.
Are they going into brew pub territory? Are we not going to care about them soon?
No, they're brewery first. Yeah. They're one of those special ones that manage to, that beer comes first, but they still have good food.
Yeah, their kitchen expanded recently and then they bolted on a new seating area that's separate from the bar area. You now have to go in through the seated area, then go through a side door to get to the normal bar.
Mm.
So it's kind of like a new little maze.
All right. Well,
All right.
This is excellent, as always. Southgate. Thanks, Shayna. Cheers to Shayna. Early cheers to Shayna.
Clam Jam.
Clam Jam. Listen to the Clam Jam episode if you want to hear Shayna. So what's going on in the culture of craft beer?
Culture. I will go first.
Yeah.
Okay. Two things. Greg, we get it. You're in Berlin. It's open.
He's doing a lot of Instagram stories.
A lot of Instagram stories. But the thing is that the social media person reposts his exact stories on the Stone one. So it's just him.
So it's
twice.
Double right. Shot of Greg Stone.
He's like, look at me being in my retired life, opening breweries. Look at it. Look, everybody. Yay. He's a cool dude. But yeah, he's rubbing it in.
Yeah, enough.
As of the
you 13th, have the perfect life. We get it.
As of the 13th of September, Stone Berlin is officially open. They've already been making beer and stuff and
yeah,
whatnot.
I thought it was
the grand opening.
The real legit.
Yeah.
No more soft opening. Yeah. It's a hard open now.
And then
hardly open. I mean, hard open.
Another thing of culture that's kind of more of a question for the crowd.
It's a question.
But from my understanding, we're the second weekend into football?
Yep.
So I'm trying to figure out what
NFL
makes people leave.
For our British listeners or what?
Yeah. The American football. British.
Americano.
You'll see. We have some.
Oh, do you? See.
Don't worry.
But what gets you to leave the house? I mean, to me,
go watch the game, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, I figure people would either probably just grab a beer, go to the garage, and listen to it on the radio. I figure like that's like an outing for football people. But what does
on
your
the transistor?
What does your tap room do to make you?
I got
go
a
out?
Fresh 9-volt for my transistor,
Mikey. If you
wait for me to come watch it at your tap room, is that what you're asking?
Oh, is he?
Is it drink specials?
Are you doing a survey on me?
Market research on you.
Market researching me, bro?
Honestly, the times that me and the brother have gone to watch football, it's because it's a family party.
I was saying, what the hell are you doing going to watch football?
I watched.
There's usually jalapeno poppers at these parties.
There's good finger food at football parties.
So that's what I'm trying to
figure out. Melty cheese items.
Is it just you like the place, they have a TV and they have drink specials? Is it you were already out of the house anyways, you needed to get out of the house?
Yeah.
What's some reasons?
Those are all good reasons there. Yeah. See, it depends. Depends on how important the game is, and if I don't have access to, like, for NFL, the Sunday ticket is the DirecTV.
Yes.
Where you get all the game. Do you guys have a Sunday ticket? Yeah. Toga? Okay.
We're considering the option, but do not have currently.
Okay. So, one, if I don't have the game I want at home, then all right, then that's when I'm cycling through friends that if they have the Sunday ticket.
And if it's, how's it going?
Yeah. No, there's an Armenian get together on Sunday nights. The Armo crowd, they get together, or Sundays. And one of their houses, so I could weasel my way into one of those if I wanted to. But I'm just going back to. I remember we used to go to World Sports to watch some Ram games because Ram games are difficult to watch. They weren't always on, and then you had to camp out. Like you had to take up a spot. You had to really wait for a spot and get there early. And camp out, and then now you're at this table for 4 hours. Whoa. Which, you know, the waitress loves that crap.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now
zero
these
turnovers.
Guys, yeah, these guys are going to sit here, order one meal, and milk their beers for 4 hours. Like, great for me, guys. Thanks, assholes. But, I mean, place is sort of geared for that kind of thing. But really, it's if I can't see the game at home because I'm an old... you know, son of a bitch. So you're going to have to really do stuff to get me out of the house.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I've got family here and all that stuff. So I can't really, I don't have that much
freedom.
Can't
go out boozing on a Sunday afternoon.
You know, I already have given this one night a week that my bottle share night. This is my boys night. So this, perfect pour. So,
and we're sorry.
And this is how you waste it.
Yeah. Right. No, man. It's the best, man. So yeah, for me, I think though is but if it's just for a just like, oh, I'm going to go somewhere and drink. And, oh, Tioga has games on. I can sit and watch the game and have some beer. Mm-hmm. It would be important to have it there, at least. At least have it on. It would be less if I'm going to a craft beer place. Sports is secondary. I want it to be on, but I'm not gonna be like, better have that game on, bro.
You're not slamming glasses of Pliny the Younger down because the game's not on.
I might request something because I'm gonna assume the people running it don't know what the hell's going on. They just have the TV on.
Turn to sport area.
Guys in uniform. Yeah, and or girls in uniform.
A lot of restaurants where the people are that they don't like, and when you ask the guy to like, hey man, can you find this game? And they're like, okay. And it's like the first time they've ever touched a remote, and they're like, and they start scrolling through the things. They're like, look at this, Los Angeles and San Francisco. Is that it? Yes, that's it. Oh, okay. It's like, do you not ever use your television here?
That's honestly me when people, when it's hockey, basketball, and...
Oh, do you have the hockey package? I might come by.
But, we have the commercial package with all the sports, including the Comcast channel.
Center Ice is the NHL package.
But anyways... but it's, when people go, oh, can you put the Sharks game on? I'm like, well, okay, first let me figure out what team that is.
Is that Shark? Is that on Discovery Channel? Yeah.
Shark Week's not till March, bro.
nice try. Shark Week's not till March. Almost got me.
Yeah.
I have to catch myself because people will be like, hey, can you put the Giants game on? And be like, hey, you know what channel it's on? Kind of look at me.
Can you help me? You're like, hey.
And they're like, oh, it's probably on NBC, Fox, cable network. And I'm like, yeah, that helps me.
Yeah, NBC, Fox, MSN. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is it Fox, Fox 2, Fox Sports, Fox Sports 2, Fox Sports HD?
Disney Channel.
Not helping me, man. And then I'm the guy that's like in my cell phone going, Giants game,
help.
DirecTV,
somebody
Fox.
Help.
So if I come in and request reruns of Friends.
Sports guy.
I could probably figure it out.
On Sunday. Hey, man. You put some Friends reruns on?
That would be between channel 230 and 260.
They're showing the Pivot episode. I got to see it.
I got to see it.
Pivot!
Pivot episode. No, aren't all the Friends titles the time when Chandler flipped his lid or whatever? Like, it's always the time.
It's always the one with.
The one with. Oh, yeah. The one with Chandler.
Freaking out. Oh, that's every episode.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be a Chandler.
His weenus.
The weenus.
Miss Chenandler Bong.
There you go. I don't know if that was a tangent or not, but no, I think we kept it cool.
Mm-hmm. So, we kept it TV related.
I think sports are...
You need to have...
Craft beer culture related.
Yeah, no, but you're a craft beer bar, so you're given some leeway. If you're a sports bar... Mm-hmm. And you don't have the proper stuff on, then I'm like, what the hell? What the hell are you doing? Why? Like, because I think I was actually their first Fresno State game, and they were at Nebraska, Fresno State football game. And I was at Yard House, and the game was on. Like, it come on. It was the time had come for the game, and the game was on. And it was accessible. It wasn't like a package or anything. It was on.
That's a bigger game for Fresno State.
It wasn't It wasn't a national. It wasn't it was like a Big Ten network or something. But it was certainly something that Yard House should have. And they didn't have it on. So I'm like, dude, somebody's dropping a ball here.
Can I speak to the manager?
This is a Fresno State game, an out of town Fresno State game. You should have it on television. You have 28 televisions. There should be some Fresno State game. So there is like a basic, you got to have some basic knowledge of like, if the Fresno State game's on, that needs to be on. If, here we're, it's a Giants, San Francisco Giants town, unfortunately. If there's a big Giants game on, you got to have that crap on. You got to have a Niners game on. That kind of BS. But.
Mighty Ducks.
Oh yeah,
Fresno's Mighty Ducks.
They just call them the Ducks now. Oh. They're not the Mighty Ducks.
You know, I'm old school.
Yeah,
me Leo.
So Emilio. Let me take it one.
He's still the coach, right?
Yes. The Emilio Estevez is still the coach, of the Anaheim Ducks.
It's probably true. Right.
That's good.
Let me take it one layer further. So you're at John's Incredible Pizza. The football games are on. Would you rather listen to John's Incredible Beats radio, or would you rather listen to the game?
I would rather listen.
Is sports sound important?
It's not important. I would rather listen to the game, yes, being a fan.
Okay.
But it is not that. Like, I can. There isn't any sport that I can't follow without sound. You know, I can. You can follow any sport without sound. But if I'm like into the game and I really want to watch the game, then I would rather have the audio
commentary.
But I wouldn't expect it unless it was a big game. Like I said, like if it was a big Fresno State game, the audio of that game should be on. But if it's just a regular sports ball game, then the audio does not need to be on. And you wouldn't expect it, especially not coming into a craft beer establishment.
All right.
Punt the home run.
If you're one of those dudes that are like, what the fuck? And you're in Tioga, like, pissed because the proper sports thing isn't happening, then
one of these
things. Then you're probably not a beer geek, so.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Southgate's still going around the table. So what else, Matt?
That's all I got, really. There wasn't too much. I was out of town, so I did not get a chance to catch up on my podcast or look for news articles this past week. So,
oh yeah, you're right. I guess we'll wait for Ben Cod drinking before we talk about your California summit summiting in Sacramento.
I could destroy that whenever.
You got a lot of Sacramento talk. Stay tuned all the way to the end of the show, because now Ben Cod's towards the end. So. The bearded brewer has a lot of Sacramento drinking to talk about. So
a fair amount.
Hang like out.
The big story of the
hang
news.
Out with us.
We tease you all episode with it.
The Nick 80.
Hello.
What's happening in beer?
Openings. Craft beer openings.
Openings.
What's happening?
It's a bar.
We oughta, baby. It's a bar. Full Circle has announced their... reopening their doors.
Yeah.
Under Full new Circle's management.
Back. Brewery in downtown Fresno for people that don't know.
It's like a young crew, too.
Yes. Complete turn of the tables management-wise. Mm-hmm. For now, beer-wise, they seem to be rebrewing the good old standards.
Clusterfuggle's back.
Yeah, and the high-speed red, high-speed rail red.
Oh, that's a new one to me, anyway.
That's been around.
Okay. I think that was one of the last ones.
They're right there by California High Speed Rail station. Where's that station going to be at, Bearded Brewer?
Where the Greyhound station is.
Yeah. All right.
So they're just down the street from that.
Yeah. It's if you're in Fresno, it's H Street between Tulare and I think that's Mariposa.
More by the state, right there by the stadium.
That's true.
Yeah. That's the
they're a little jaunty.
That's the epicenter of Fresno beginning. So, that is the spot where Fresno began.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's where the rail tie was laid. You know, made. Mm-hmm. That's where the train first stopped.
Interesting.
There you go, Fresno history
coming back around.
Local tangent.
Full circle, if you will.
Hey-o. They got Mike, who is a former guest of the Perfect Four. Formerly of Riley's Brewing in Madeira, now brewing there at Full Circle. So exciting times.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorktown Network celebrity, not celebrity, but you know, Dorktown Network person, Joshua Teehee, has had new old Clusterfuggle, and he says it's good.
Wow, he got VIP access.
Yeah. He got some pre-access, and he has already had the new version of Clusterfuggle.
Had it.
I don't think it's that hard to go get that
beer. No, dude, it's hard.
I think you just walk up.
No.
Knock on the door and go,
access.
Hey, it's Mike.
Podcast access.
Come in. He'd be like, yeah, here you go.
Exclusive access.
Where's your badge?
Now, if I'm at Full Circle, if somebody's banging on a door, I am not paying attention in that neighborhood.
Nope. First off, you contact Mike, say, hey, you there? He'll say yes. You go to the back, see his truck's there, and then you could be like, hey, let me come in and check out the place.
It's me.
Perfect pour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me go around to the front. Okay. You're out there in the front for an hour.
They even brought the mayor in. I'm at the front.
Oh, Mayor Swear got in there, huh?
Yeah.
Swear Bear.
Swear Bear.
She's in her final months. She's like, screw it. I'll go to F Street or whatever. Let's get
drunk during the week.
Yeah. I'll have a couple. We'll knock back a couple.
Yeah. Nice. And Border Hop Brewing, other Fresno's newest brewery.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're posting lots of beers. It looks like they're getting ready too soon, if they're not already. I haven't heard officially, but they are also coming online. And then there's a new one in Hanford called Plan B Tap House. And they got a TBA on their Instagram. So they're not quite ready, but they will be coming online soon.
All right.
Looks like.
More stuff. More stuff for us.
I can confirm that Border Hop is looking probably a bike ride's distance from downtown activities.
Oh, yeah. Hmm? That's on the other side of 41. They're going to be on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you're hardcore Fresnan, Keith's Boxcar is the neighborhood they're looking
at. Okay, yeah, that lunch place, that lunch, yep. I was roaming around there a week ago, like trying to figure out, because aren't they there already? Aren't they?
Wherever it is, I think they're moved in. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I was trying to suss out. I was like driving around.
Yeah.
Trying to suss it out. Like, does that look like somebody's brewing in there?
Are you sniffing for hops? Does that
look like somebody's? Yeah. Mosaic. I got a mosaic scent. Go on, boy. Get that mosaic. Louie's not here to bug us right now. No. Only Joby.
And Joby's like, dog. Tell that dog to shut the fuck up. Hey, shut up, jackass. You woke
me up.
Ooh, is that a new beer?
What we got there?
I love gold.
Speaking of local, this one's from donated to us by Dust Bowl Brewing out of Turlock, California, yes, with their new gigantic brewery. / restaurant / thing.
What's that bottle date, bro?
It's got to be fairly
bottom
new.
Bottom left.
Bottom
your
left.
Your thumb was almost on it. Turn it.
Turn it.
There you go. Little black window.
Oh, there it is.
Wiggy.
8/18/16.
Nice. It's
pretty fresh. This is Tin Lizzy, not thin. Thin Lizzy pun. Tin Lizzy Scotch Ale from Despero Brewing.
I'll just let you guys imagine that. I won't pull up my YouTube this week.
The jailbreak?
Tonight is going to be jailbreak.
We don't have many Scotch ales on the show. So
Scotch.
This is,
if it's not Scotch, it's crap.
The Scottish were some of the first in the UK to brew lager beers. Prior to this, they brewed ales at lower than normal temperatures with small amounts of dark malts. The Scotch ale is a higher strength version of this type of ale with clean malt aromas and flavors. Malt sweetness dominates this beer flavor. I don't know what that was, but it wasn't a Scotch.
It was Jamaican.
8.5 ABV, 30 IBUs, Tin Lizzy Scotch Ale from Dust Bowl Brewing.
I guess it's 8.5 IBUs. I mean, alcohol, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Messed that
What's
up.
Your guess? Damn it. Sorry.
There's a little smokiness to it.
Ooh, yeah. Very nice.
That 8.5 definitely helps it from not being too mild or being too, like, syrupy.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking about their Twisted Monk, their cherry beer.
Yeah.
Which I quite enjoyed, and this one is another nicely drinking new beer.
I don't remember liking Scotch ales at all, and I like this all right. I am surprised.
Sometimes Scotch ales can taste like butterscotch candies, and that's just not a good thing. Mm,
this does not. Mm.
Want some butterscotch?
Butterscotch.
Wow, I'm surprised by
some
that.
Some hard candy?
Well, going back to Full Circle.
Oh, hey.
Them and also Pine and Palm have released indie brewery videos. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Not commercials, really, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of a commercial.
Yeah. I saw the. Have you seen the Pineapple one?
I did one of those too.
Right. Oh, yes. Tioga's done one. When did you guys do yours?
I saw Full Circles.
Springtime?
I think I saw Pine and Palms. I think Top Hand Media did Full Circles. I don't know if they did Pine and Palms
too. It was June, July era.
Who did yours, Tioga?
I think Jeffrey Scott.
Jeffrey Scott.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Talking local.
I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. I take back my statement. It could have been some indie dudes doing stuff.
Some random dudes.
Yeah. It's just an interesting valley trend that I've noticed. I haven't seen. I mean, I think
every production company has a drone now that takes aerials and does the two, at least has two cameras. And that was cool.
I want someone to do it for us.
Fancy music. Fancy music.
I'd say it's pretty industry standard. Anytime I've seen anybody do brewery stuff, it's the same thing. Somebody smelling hops, somebody smelling grain, somebody driving a forklift somewhere.
Into somebody else.
You're stirring there, whatever it is when you're stirring.
There's a stirring segment.
There's a shot of somebody stirring. Then there's the bottling line usually.
Yeah, what are they called? The two chicks. Thelma and Louise, the other one.
Laverne and Shirley.
Shirley, yeah. That works its way in there somehow.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
And then there's somebody, there's like a shot of a couple, like a good looking 30 something couple, like just told a hilarious joke at the bar. Like,
you're hilarious.
Has it have a beer in their hand.
And then a mustachio.
There's the one lone mustachio guy.
Playing Galaga.
Like looking at, smelling the beer, going.
Smelling the beer.
I wonder if these are all mosaic or what is this?
Did somebody just fart?
Did they just dry hop this in the boil or like where?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you do.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either, but that doesn't sound right.
I just need an excuse to detain.
So every brewery video ever made was just summed up right there. Hope you're taking notes.
Yes. Yep. And they're all repurposed. You just add in the new name.
Jorgen Schmorgen Brewing Company.
Insert brewery name on this title sequence.
It's a
oops, guys, we forgot something.
It's a PowerPoint built in.
Yes. It comes with Windows 10.
Yeah, with Microsoft. Yeah.
Your brewery commercial.
It's the demo.
Yep. Oh, I wish.
Pac Bell computers. Remember the demo? You could play it anytime you wanted to.
Yeah. I wish I could remember what Microsoft, whatever. I can't remember their video editor.
Oh, video editor.
Gosh, they had
Spotlight
one.
Or
that sounds familiar.
Wow, Microsoft video editor.
I know most people use Final Cut Pro, which
that's a good one.
That's a fancy thing.
Yeah,
Windows Movie Maker. There we go. It's a Windows Movie Maker template.
That sounds exactly right. What do we name this thing? Oh, Windows, you're so creative.
Windows Movie
Maker. I guess Mac's no better. iMovie.
I think there's...
iGarageBand.
Yeah. I think in Windows Live, they have a different name for it now, but that's what it was.
Yeah. They changed everything, but good old Microsoft, everything's still hidden. Like, you can still find the Windows Movie Media Player.
Mm-hmm.
The original, it's still buried in there.
Internet Explorer's buried.
Hey! Two commands over and you found it.
You knock it off.
This is what happens when you leave us, Mikey.
What's going on? Thing on repeat?
You guys doing the show? Oh.
So I went to my first
craft show.
What? What craft show?
Indie show, bro.
I went to my first Warthogs meeting.
Oh, Hogs. Hey.
I mean,
local homebrewers club.
I went to a Warthogs meeting, not that I'm joining.
I've been to a Warthogs meeting.
No, you've been to their fancy festival on the river.
Well, I was at the one at Tioga. I drank a bunch of people's beer and left.
Nice.
I brought one beer and I ended up bringing it back home. I put it in the, there's like a little fridge at Tioga, and I put it in there. I'm like, oh, people share this, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And it never got shared. I'm like, I'm bringing this back home.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. Yes. You're at a, the local homebrewers club.
I went to see what they do. There's no secret handshake to get in.
Oh.
I was kind of disappointed.
did you know the secret handshake?
I was prepared to.
You're prepared?
Make like, one up on the spot.
You're going to try?
Yeah. So, okay. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. BA select start. No, it was cool. They were hanging out. I saw the legendary Scotty B.
Scotty B. He's a big shot over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's the man. Mm-hmm. He was.
Did Scotty B have like a entourage around him mm-hmm. there? I mean, he's in his element there.
The entire time he did. He was like getting fed. He was
and having, people were like, Scotty, try this.
I'll try your beer.
The big feather fan. Like people were fanning him with giant feathers, and he was getting fed grapes in his lounge chair, his chaise lounge. Fed
unsalted crackers to cleanse his palate between beers.
He kept a clean palate, a tidy palate that day. Mm-hmm. Also,
need more crackers. I now shall go to the shower. Who wants to give me a shower beer?
I do, Scotty.
Hey guys, I'm showering.
He talks different when he's at the homebrewers club.
Oh, with a worldly, regal.
Regal, motherfucker.
Regal lather. I saw Steven Zach.
Ooh.
Formerly of Garage Door Brewing. Formerly Garage Door.
Now it's what? Now it's
Zach's Brewing.
Zach's Brewing.
And, you guys remember John Topher? He was a guest on the show. Mm-hmm, sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was there too. He's El Presidente.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, now I know. Yes.
And the theme of the day was Oktoberfest beers, so they were doing Oktoberfest tastings and style guidelines.
Oh, I hope there was some pumpkin that Bearded Brewer missed out on.
Oh, tons of pumpkin.
Do homebrewers do pumpkin nails, really? That much. It doesn't seem like homebrewers get into pumpkin.
They might. Right now, they're focused on the Fresno Fair, there's a homebrew competition. If anybody's interested, at the contact the Warthogs on how to enter that. And they're doing meads and a few other things this year. So they're all focused on
fair entry. There's a lot of fair buzz.
Yeah,
it's fair a big buzz. Time of the year for the. Warthogs.
Got to get them awards, you know?
Yeah.
Build your portfolio.
Yeah, bro.
So then you go big time.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm sure, you know, every new brewer has to try every style ever in the world. So I'm sure there's a few in there that are like, oh, have you ever heard of a pumpkin beer? And the veterans are like, oh, God, not again.
Oh, God. Yeah,
sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Who invited?
Ever heard of pumpkin beer, this guy? Okay.
That's great.
I'm going to make my pumpkin beer with nutmeg.
Butternut squash.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool, man.
No, it's not pumpkin.
That's going to be tropical.
Tropical. Be
grapefruit and pumpkin.
Hoppy tropical pumpkin. Nobody's ever
done that before because it would suck, okay? That's why nobody's done it before.
That's actually how they talk to people over there, too.
Well, I can't believe you guys have not brought up the fact that Adrian, perfect friend to the perfect tour.
Stepper on topics.
I already punched him in the nuts. So
nah. What happened? What is it, Nick?
No, good. Carry on, my friend.
Full Pint dropped an article.
All right. No, yeah, let's let Matt talk about it then. we pissed on each other. We're all done. Let Matt step in.
The gist of the story is the Full Pint released a news article on Friday, a week ago, because this was recorded on Friday. So just to remind everybody,
this is Friday right now. It's happening
right now.
And I love Friday.
We're in your car right now.
iPhone in my hand right now because it's Friday.
Woo!
Just wanted to mention that. So a week ago,
the quickest way to lose $159.
It's get an iPhone.
$59.
Wireless earbuds. Earbuds.
Okay.
That's another thing about iPhone. Anyways, Full Pint dropped an article explaining how their guy Kyle, which was part owner, had split off from Kern River, and he was now going to be one of the four brewers or parts or equal parts or something of Lengthwise, which is Bakersfield, which could do wonders for them and the fact that he's interested in them and stuff like that.
That would have to.
So that means our friend and veteran and whatever you want to call him.
previous guest
Adrian is now head brewer of Kern River.
Boo 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 boo. So,
dead.
He got to climb up the ladder a little bit.
Man, what a spot to land in, though. Citra King.
Yeah, and Citra's about to come out too.
So
it's going to be an all Adrian Citra.
Oh, Adrian Citra
could be. He had a pail at the beer festival. And that supposedly that was his beer. And before I could even talk to him, I'm just like, so how's it feel? And he just hands out a business card that says Adrian Head Brewer. And I was like, we're like, well, that took you all of 2 hours to have those made. He's just like, yeah.
Vistaprint.
Went to Vistaprint as soon as I was on the Full Pint. I'm like, yep. I'm going to print cards.
Yep. Kinko's. Make me cards.
So I think
24
he was
hours, right?
The ink. I think he was excited because
the ink was still wet.
The internet ink had not dried on the Full Pint article before he was handing out business cards saying head brewer.
Was the other guy's name sharpied out?
Ironically, not.
Okay, just checking.
Actually, I haven't got my business cards yet, so I'm just going to write my name in here.
This guy's not here anymore.
This guy's not. I got all the Citra recipes with me.
Yes. All the Citra's mine.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I wonder if he's been through a Citra event yet. Has he been there that long?
I don't think he's been there a year, has he?
Just about. Because at the last Suds in the City that came through town, which was about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
In October, he was pouring for Track 7. So.
Oh, wow.
And it was not too long after that he did the jumps. So he's coming up on a year, mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm.
Well, cheers to Adrian, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Or were you going to talk about this, Nick?
Maybe.
Mitch Steele?
Oh, totally.
Georgia.
Formerly Stone's brewmaster, Mitch Steele. Is opening a brew pub.
I was just going to talk about that. Oh my God.
In Atlanta. We're lamenting brew pubs and how we don't respect them last week. And now Mitch Steele's like,
okay, guys, I'm going to open up a brew pub.
What'd they say? I'm making a brew pub then.
No, I'm making it a brew pub.
It's going to be a brew
pub. We're going to focus on food.
So I know-
do the opposite of what Stone's done forever.
I know when he called in to, I think it was the Brewing Network.
He's one of our voicemailers?
Yeah. Hey, it's Mitch. You guys, I'm stealing.
Wow. Mitch Steele sounds oddly a lot like Scotty B.
But when he called in to the Brewing Network, they had a little interview with him. And they were kind of poking around it. They're all, we know you can't give out too many details about it, but... what can you say? And he's just like, well, honestly, he's all, my kids are in school, so I'm not leaving California yet. But he's all, they will thankfully let me travel to and from. And he's all, it's going to be a travel.
That sounds private jet status.
So, yeah. Apparently he has to fly it all the way to fucking Georgia.
Jeez.
To get to work.
Is he from there? Or like, why Atlanta?
Yeah, what's the tie? That's weird.
So, in the same interview, they kind of talked over it and... you know, he said that he was already doing the thing at Stone forever, and he'd never really, it seemed like he never imagined to be there or accomplish what he did, and he never really planned to leave. But he just got to the point where these other two guys offered him something that just really piqued his interest, and he was just like, that's something I have to do. And, you know, that it was a mutual decision along mm-hmm. all the way. He didn't burn any bridges.
Mutual, right. I'm sure.
But That's where he's just saying he's thankful. He gets to do things. People know that he's a hophead, so he'll probably put out IPAs, and he gets to travel for work, you know, travel to and from work, and he's really excited about all these things. So,
well, there is a brew pub to look out for.
Maybe.
Speaking of, he's going to be unapologetic about it, I'm sure. From Stone Brewing, this is an encore 20th anniversary series, still unapologetic IPA. This was a looking out for beer, and this is a collab with Beechwood, Stone, and Heretic Brewing. Oh, I looked at the ABV, so you guys cannot look.
He said in the same interview, he said he wasn't, he's all, there were so many beers coming out, he wasn't necessarily involved with every one of them, but he did kind of give a shout out to a couple of beers that would be like his last Still Mitch Steels. But
is this one?
This might have been one.
Still unapologetic.
Oh, there's a dankiness on the nose.
Dank ass aroma.
Please listen to us smelling our beers.
It's the favorite time of the episode.
The brother will slurp it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, almost looked at the ABV.
Slurpee.
They kept forgetting it, but I think, here, give it. I can't remember.
I'm forgetting.
You just want more of the beer. You're not looking at the percentage.
I totally forgot. Yeah, I totally forgot how much the alcohol.
Look. Oops, I used my big glass.
All right, guys, give your ABV guesses for this show. We haven't done this yet.
No, I'm scared too.
This is serious. Don't mess this up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm getting test anxiety.
Can you give us a
junior college all over again?
Give us a hint?
Let me give you whether it's. See, it doesn't tell you, but I will say that it is a double. But it doesn't say double at all.
8-7.
The Nick 80 says 8-7 bearded brewer.
I'm going to try to underguess this. I'm going to say 9-2.
Whoa.
The Nick 80 gets it. It's 8-8.
Yes, I'm back, baby. Ooh. On my game, yes.
See, to me, I was getting
sports ball.
A little sweetness. I mean, kind of sometimes when beers kind of get a little malty mixed in there, I kind of confuse them for like barley wines. And there are such things as hoppy barley wines. So I was kind of thinking that it was like a 10-2, 10-5. So
This is that's a good beer.
That's a good beer.
Especially for an 8-8.
Then again, I've never known Stone to make a beer under 9%. What kind of shit is this?
I like it.
Oh, this is a session.
I'll endorse it.
Stone
if you're local, I bought this at Man's on the Loop. Man's Liquor on the Loop.
You know where the Loop's at.
Yeah, if you're local, you know where the Loop's at. Next to Osh.
Is there a decent burrito on the Loop yet?
Ask the beer brewer.
Arsenio's is okay in a pinch.
Okay.
To me,
that seems like the spot that it's lacking in burrito.
Yes, it is. I would rather drive. If I'm at home and the nearest burrito is 2 miles away, I'd rather drive to Wahoo's.
That's
my opinion.
Whoa, corporate burrito.
Dude. Oh, man.
Corporate burrito.
Sellout burrito. Remember when Wahoo's was only like a couple, and then they sold out to Big Burrito?
Oh, were you in L.A. down there when they were?
Yeah. Indie? I was like when they were like small and indie. And then Big Burrito came in and was like, we'll get you bigger burrito distribution.
Burrito
and
distro.
And they're like, what? That sounds pretty good. Yeah. Everything will stay the same. Nothing will change. You guys could keep all your same people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get you 401ks. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It'll stay the quality's going to go down.
Oh, no. It'll stay the same, bro. Man. We'll get you all kinds of fucking ingredients.
All the quality.
Ingredients you've only dreamed free of being cilantro. In your burritos.
Free cilantro.
Oh,
take a minute, this is soak premium that in.
Central Coast cilantro.
Yeah. Next to the avocados.
And then, boom. Then they went to shit. And I totally, no. I went back to indie burritos.
Corporate burritos.
Yeah, don't go big burrito, bro.
Corporate fish.
Yeah, they don't go big fish.
Fish, yeah. Don't go big fish.
Don't get locally sourced Millerton fish for your burritos. Don't get ocean, stupid ocean fish.
Yeah, nobody likes the ocean.
The ocean fish. Yeah. Bullshit. Get lake fish for your burritos.
Plastic this island. This is
locally lake sourced burritos. Lake
sourced. Farm fresh.
Shut up! I've been waiting for the Vinegar. I knew Vinegar is finding something. I'm like, damn it, I gotta let this guy find wherever the hell he's trying to find.
The one time I remembered I had a
hashtag
soundboard.
Podcasting.
There's probably a funnier button I could have pushed.
It was somehow appropriate.
It worked.
Yeah.
But if you are in Fresno.
There is a lot of if you're in Fresno stuff today.
Sorry. Okay, there is an Arsenio's. They're everywhere. There's one in front of the Costco.
Yeah, if you're
Costco and
you're Shaw. In St. Louis, look for your local Arsenio's.
But this is important because you said burritos on the loop.
Mm-hmm. Burritos on the loop. Ooh, that's a new restaurant right there.
Oh,
burritos on the loop.
I can Cantina. Get through this if you let me talk.
No, keep going. Keep just ignore us, Bearded Brew. You should know it's, this by
it's
now.
Impossible.
Dollar Margs. Dollar Margs.
You guys are louder than the ringing in my ears that normally exist. Anyways, but the Arsenio's.
Metallica shows, bro.
Yeah. The Arsenio's in front of Costco, they are the only ones to use real eggs, not the egg goo, in their breakfast burritos.
There's an egg goo?
It's like a pre-mix. It comes in a 1 gallon. Goo, you just kind of squirt it on the grill and it. Yeah.
That sounds big burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They use real eggs.
What kind of shit big burrito does?
Corporate burrito.
They have real bacon and they use real potato chunks, not French fries.
Oh, man. I like French fries in my burrito.
Depends which way you go.
Oh, you're corporate burrito then, huh?
No,
looks
man.
Like I'm the only then, indie burrito guy here.
Then
go to the one in the loop.
The old Burger King. The old Burger King Arsenio's. Yeah. French fry potatoes.
Yeah. Someone would be like, oh, we got these fries. Those are potatoes, right? Yeah. It's more common than time. That, but that's what they do.
No, actual potatoes in a burrito.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Salt, pepper, and slice, the whole thing. As you may continue on with all your right. podcast.
Hey! Wow. Man, I can already sense we're already in trouble, guys.
The Stone's making me kind of arrogant.
We haven't gotten to the voicemails.
Stone's making me kind of arrogant, also, and I'm unapologetic about it.
Not a tap room on the loop, either.
Nope.
There's no loop tap rooms.
Yeah, there's the press
there's
box.
There's that press box sports bar. They better have the fucking game on, bro.
Yeah. I meant making their own brews.
Making their own.
We should get Orchard Supply and Hardware to put in the tap room.
Yes. Orchard Supply and Tap Room. I would drink
Orchard
there.
Orchard Supply and Tap Room.
Oh my gosh, I would drink there.
Oh, a hardware store. Tap room.
Just going to go pick up a bucket of bolts.
Yeah.
And get a pint. Just
sneak in a beer while you're going to the hardware store.
I'm all
God
out of,
dang it.
I'm out of deck stain.
You come up with so many ideas on this show that we never deliver
That's
on.
That's where Nick Offerman would hang out. He'd be like, yeah. He's always trying 1.5 lag bolts, but they just didn't do it. Well, what'd you do? I went 2.25. Two and a quarter inch.
Galvi.
I went with stainless. You go stainless or you go home.
No reason to spend the money, man. No reason.
That's a conversation that would happen.
For once, I don't know more than you. That's what he says to the bartender.
Yes. So that's what would happen if you're at a conversation at a hardware store bar.
I would drink next to the rough sawn pine to the fascia boards.
I thought you were going
to
say the begonias.
Scarlet begonias. Mikey's trying to push his show along. Let's get things moving here.
Hey.
Let's keep on track.
We're almost an hour in. We probably should start get going here.
Tell me you're hanging dry. Whoa.
Where do you keep your coated legs?
559-492-0542 is the line for the perfect pour.
Super glue and band-aids. We're trying to build a tilt-a-whirl.
If you're opening up a hardware store / tap room, please let us know because we would like to talk to you.
Every 27th customer gets a ball peen hammer free.
Yes. 25% off Sundays.
That's
a Weird Al reference.
Can you imagine if your Harbor Freight 25% off coupon perfect worked for beer?
Ooh, that'd be good.
The lowest price beer.
Order Steve.
I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but I have got to reveal this news. I've been all over social media. Last night, I finally had my first Modern Times
beer. Yes!
Yes! Oh,
God, what an experience.
Sports!
Local brass cap was able to get 4 kegs.
I was going to say cans.
Modern Times beer. Oh, Lord.
The tap room got 4 whole cans of beer.
Instagram, I immediately made plans to get over there and try the 4
$72
beers.
An ounce.
I have to say that my favorite of the 4, they had Fruitlands, Apricot.
Yep.
City of the Dead.
Blazing World.
Booming, what was it?
Rollers.
Booming Rollers. All right, Booming Rollers.
And oh god,
Blazing World.
Having a brain lock.
Blazing World. Blazing World.
Oh, shoot.
Blazing World.
But anyway, Blazing World was one of my favorites.
Lumberland.
City of the Dead. I wasn't that impressed.
We could play name
with
that
it.
Tune with Modern Times.
They make their own coffee
normal,
though.
I'll name it in 2 syllables.
I know I've probably had local versions that are better, but
what?
It's just my
blasphemy.
And then the sour, the Fruitlands apricot. Yeah.
Oh.
So, anyway.
So stick to Blazing World, guys.
So happy that I finally got some of my beer bucket list beers off the list. And
it called Wells, bro.
I'll talk to you guys soon and keep up the good work.
Yes, you did it.
So yes, I was
going to be really let down if Florida Steve didn't give us a good work.
I just imagined, because he just said he made plans to go over there. I just imagined like total like movie sitcom style where he's mowing the front lawn with that Honda powered mower and he's like, what? Oh shit. And just jumps in his car and the mower just starts going over there. The next lawn, it like runs over the dog, trims all the hair, hits the next lawn, runs over flowers, and goes to the car wash. And
also acceptable would be he rides that mower to the bar and just tosses the keys to the valet. Park it for me.
Like Waterboy? Yeah. Just hit it.
I'm already on it. Let's go. The fuel tank's at like a quarter. He's like, all right, we can make it.
We can make it.
We can make it.
Got a full tank
but I
of
do
gas.
I do appreciate the runaway lawnmower.
Yes.
Yes. Over the neighbor's begonias.
Good.
Burn of the pivot porn. This is
Mikey pushing through.
The long ass message pushing with the boys, through, bro. From the bottle shirt, but I just wanted to thank everybody yesterday that sent out some advice. I used it all and everything came out perfectly. Thank you very much. Guys.
I doubt he took ice cream castles.
That was amazing. Another thing, hey Matt, I noticed you tweeted me some pictures of McLeod, eh? So did you have it? What'd you think? Talk to me, eh? More things, guys. What are they? Just a couple beers I had at the bottle show, eh? That were amazingly perfect and delicious, eh? Jim from Fontana, man. He brought this watermelon sour candy beer, eh? That shit was fucking amazing. I said, I didn't even want to drink my 2 ounces that I have, man. I wanted to put that shit in the freezer and, like, freeze it, so I can just lick it and make it last long, eh? What are they? That beer?
What
and it was a King Julius. I forgot who made it, eh? That was a delicious beer. And a monkish JFK to LAX, eh? That was a phenomenal IPA. Some Sinback was delicious. I can go on and on, eh? But I think after I left, man, I heard they popped open a Black Tuesday, eh? And I was pretty upset on kind of kicked myself popping in the bottles. Ass. I should have stayed there longer. But
it's like when you're at a game and you leave fun, early and they come back.
What else, man? I don't know, man. The bottle shirt stuff, I think I'm addicted, eh?
Uh-oh.
That was fun, eh? What are they? That's about it. Oh, what are they, Holmes? this Indie Beer Championship Fantasy League game.
Fantasy football.
My game, eh? I'm still trying to understand how you set your roster, eh? I've done the NBA, and the NBA, where you set your roster every day. I don't know how the shit works, eh? So, Mikey, if you
do it once a week.
Some feedback on it is like you set it for the weekend, for mm-hmm. one day, and that's it, or for every game.
It's for the weekend.
Guys are playing. Oh. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer, and I listen to the Perfect Pour podcast. Oh, talking about podcasts. Hey, Matt, there was a podcast by the Four Brewers, eh? And uh-huh. they stopped by at Tioga Sequoia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
had nothing but great shit to say about your guys' stuff, eh? They even went to Kern River and also
no, they didn't go to Kern.
So I don't know if you want to look them up and see what they said, Holmes, but they stopped by at the beer garden. Apparently, that was the Four Brewers, I said. Apparently, they're from Riverside. Peace out, eh? Check it out.
Peace out. The Four Brewers went through, they went up to the same place that Bearded Brewer was mm-hmm. at. And on their way, they stopped in Bakersfield and went to Lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stopped at Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden.
Yep.
And then they stopped at Dust Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And doing it right.
It was interesting. It was their road trip to Sacramento episode, if you want to look that up. But it was interesting to hear them talk about Tioga.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, it's an old auto. They spotted yep. that it was an old auto place.
It was a good year.
And that they had a, they were calling it the General Sherman, but they had a DDH.
Double dry.
And because the picture, in their picture, they had a DDH. But on the show, it sounds like they're just having a regular Sherman. But they had the DDH. And they basically called it like a classic IPA, like an old school kind of IPA, California IPA.
Yes and no, yeah.
It's not a San Diego West Coast necessarily, but
it's a hybrid. I mean, yeah. Right. I'm not going to try to defend it. I could go into detail, but yeah, that was one of those things where somebody like started sending photos like, oh my God, these guys are here. But this was fucking Thursday and we were getting ready to go out of town Friday. So I was like setting up for an event on Saturday.
Did you see them?
I might have. But I was running when so much just trying to get stuff ready that I
see
just
they didn't have time I listen stop. Like if they even know we exist they know we exist, but whether they listen I don't know, doesn't seem like they do, but they didn't realize that they're in your place, so mm-hmm. like that was kind of weird, like listening, I'm like, they know, like, they're
don't
in the,
they know they're in the same room as the Bearded
same
Brewer.
Same room as the Bearded Brewer. They didn't say anything. But it was kind of cool to listen in on that. And they, and then Dust Bowl too, where they kind of had the same take on the Dust Bowl's IPA as the Tioga one. And it was fun to hear them. Cause I, this is one of the podcasts I regularly listen to is Four Brewers. So,
nice.
So listen to that one. And,
I will listen.
By the way, oh shit. Cause Chew sent an email of the bottle share, a voice, the bottle share, and it will not play for me. I don't know why. It is just, all right. Sorry, Chew, I'll try to figure this out, but right now I cannot bring up the audio of Chew calling in from the bottle share.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Nope.
I'm driving.
Hey Scotty. Yeah.
Well, you must be leaving messages while I'm driving. So this message, in case Kyler's listening from Libertine, it's for him. So me and my dad went to Libertine in Slow. We had a really great time. Really great time. I forget her name, but the girl who helped us, she was really nice, helpful, friendly. She was pretty knowledgeable. She knew what she was talking about. And I was so impressed that I bought six, not five, not four, but six bottles to go.
Damn.
I did. So impressed I was with the whole thing. Great stuff you're making there, Tyler. And I'm going to come back after everything, all the construction is done, because that is going to be an amazing place right there. I caught a glimpse of what was going on there. good stuff happening there. And the beers, my dad's not really even a soury kind of guy. He's bitter, but he's not soury.
see what you did there.
He really liked it. I forgot the name of it, but that coffee one, the coffee stout one, whatever that one was, that was his fave. He had about four or five different ones, too. He sampled, had some samplers. Well, anyway, Tyler, keep up the great work. Libertine, and you guys, too, at the Perfect Pour. Keep up the great work.
Oh, yeah, Perfect Pour, whatever.
Gavin, Scotty B.
Cool. I'm glad we're making connections to people. Libertine is a good escape.
Heck yeah, bro.
Is Scotty.
Hey guys, you bought the thing that I want to talk about is the term whales.
Right.
I think it's really fucking stupid, and I've started using the term unicorn beers because unicorns are actually way cooler than fucking whales anyway. So,
hell yeah, bro.
All right.
You guys can all be part of my them. Unicorn beer group.
Did you say unicorn or unicorn?
Unicorns are way better than unicorn. Fucking whales. Hey, go fuck yourself and fuck whales, too.
Chino. I think that's Chino Yacht Club.
Yacht. Yacht Club.
Wouldn't unicorn
be unicorn beers.
People's unibrows. Or
I thought unicorns Spanish were like porn. A next level above whales. Like, unattainable.
Well, bacon comes from unicorns, as far as I'm concerned. So it's possible.
That's why I thought the unicorn term was for beers that are just... They existed, maybe, but there's no way you'll ever seen get one. Them. Yeah.
And as soon as you open the bottle, it farts rainbows at you.
Yep.
Hey, guys, it's Eddie Martin calling to give the weekly Indie Beer Fantasy Football League update.
There you go, guys.
Strings and
oh, yeah, great.
Sports ball.
This is exactly what I've been waiting for.
Been featured in Geico commercials lately. I'd like to welcome Ice-T. So take it away, Ice.
Appreciate you having me. I guess this is what my career has come to, pushing lemonade and shit. All right, here's the deal. First off, Chew Your Beer got absolutely destroyed against Mike Pratt, 91-60. Mike won with a balanced
attack. Ice-T is doing a review of our first week of
Matt
fantasy
trying to
football.
Get a Coors Light at a taco party. Just horrible, man. Chew Your Beer, take the week off and put the phone down. You don't need a rest. Mikey, you may want to close your ears on this one.
Uh-oh.
Mikey lost to the man, the legend, Tony Bags.
Oh.
Wait, I think that you're talking about a different Mikey.
Bad, man.
I won.
Carlos Hyde led Tony to victory, and he won 100-88. Mikey, step your shit up, man. Greg from SD Beer Talk put up 104, but it wasn't enough to hang with Corey, the manager of the no-talent ass clown, who put up 127.
What?
Not much to say other than Greg, get better. Corey also lost in FanDuel. Just throwing it out there. Save your money, man.
FanDuel?
Yeah, that's a hardcore fantasy thing where you put a lot of money
Tom
into it.
Pritchard and the San Diego Hoptologist used my boy Jameis Winston and his boy Mike Evans from the Bucs to get the narrowest of victories
over
Michael Learned.
You guys
114, 113. Squeezed it out like a Dad Shoots IPA. I say that right, man?
Yeah.
All right, I don't fuck with this shit, so.
Brian
Beagle got his ass kicked, man. 140-90. All in all, a pathetic performance for the SD Beard Talk crew. AJ Green, Mike Wallace, and Derek Carr crushed him like a crushable General Sherman IPA. SD Beard Talk.
Don't use crushable!
Better. Last and certainly not least, Eddie Martin led his team Taco Party. That's really all right. That's, Taco that's, Party to
name
the
of
highest
team.
Score of the week.
Name his team.
Good Lord. He beat Florida Steve who had 119. Steve DeCastro in Florida. He had Andrew Luck, Brandon Cooks, and that twerking beast, Antonio Brown. Eddie currently resides at the top because he's the best. I guess that's it, man. Tony Bags, he assembled a pretty pathetic league, man. He's more like tea bags, and I'm the only tea allowed around here. They ain't paying me enough for this weekend, man. Screw this. Y'all need to buy some lemonade before I go.
There's a nice tea lemonade commercial out.
There's iced tea giving the recap for you guys. Hey, real quick, I want to say, Matt, it was good seeing you at the summit up in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. Cut off. 3-0, 3-minute mark.
He mentioned, all, I didn't get to finish the voicemail. I'm like, dude, it happens.
Yeah, three minutes, bro.
Man, Ice-T took up all your time, man.
Come on, not everybody.
Yo, I'm Ice-T. I'm figuring out shit. I'm a detective in New York. I'm a detective.
Hey, that Ice-T? No, it's lemonade. That's the whole commercial.
Yep, yep.
It's pretty fucking hilarious,
it's
though.
It's pretty good commercial.
I'm just jealous you name-dropped, or he name-dropped every beer or celebrity in the world.
Yeah.
And we're not in.
No. You know, guys, you guys would be welcomed into fantasy football because you don't know what the hell's going on. You guys would get shredded.
Oh, no, we'd win on pure dumb luck.
You probably would.
Either we'd win and everybody be pissed off, or we would lose and
It's one or the other. It's like somebody brings in like a person who doesn't know what's going on, and they end up winning, or it's called like a ghost team where they don't do anything, and everybody just kicks the shit out of the Joker.
We're either the Joker or the Martyr, one of the two.
Yep. If it was Blackjack, I'd be hitting on 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me. Dude,
stop doing that.
Yeah, 21. Yeah, I win.
Yeah,
all in black.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking two shows up.
Voicemails for still.
I went to a bottle share over the weekend and.
Fontana Jim?
I brought what I thought was a good beer, but.
Uh oh.
They told me it wasn't and they turned me away.
You didn't get any lessons from last week?
Fuck? All this goddamn bottle share. Fucking talk. Anyway. Hey, Cheeto Yacht Club is going to set sail to Portland month.
Uh-oh.
Need a couple of good ideas for places to hit in Portland. I can do my own research, and I definitely will be, but I'd like to see if anybody else can throw in their two cents.
Yeah.
And then also, my last question, if... sharing or trading with people through the mail,
do
you guys have any takes on that? So,
we don't get got, we get.
Just a couple of topics and like you guys to touch on. So, anyway, go fuck yourself, guys.
Guys.
It's not cool, man.
Yeah, you
know, we're terrible traders. You know, I would like to have one of us be like a big beer trader, so you know we could have that voice in the show. But we just like to get beer brought, get beer sent to us. Yeah, Nickel sends stuff back out sometimes.
Sometimes
I've done it twice in my lifetime, so it's happened. I can do it.
There's pretty much two ways to go about it. You could either evaluate your beers for hours and hours, dollar for dollar, and freak out and wonder if you're getting the right deal and am I trading equal beer? Or you could just be happy.
Am I getting screwed here?
Yeah. You could just be like, hey, I've never had it. It's worth it to me. So what? I'm trading a $20 Monsters Park for a $6 Heady Topper. Who cares? I'm happy. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, this new beer.
Yeah.
It's all you care about. Is it new? It's worth it.
As far as places to check out, I recommend the Organic Bistro Lager House. If it doesn't exist, it probably will by the time you go up there.
In Sacramento?
He said in Portland.
Oh, Portland. I'm sorry.
So look out for the Organic Bistro Lager House. It's going to be
Organic Bistro Lager House. Something that would be in Portlandia.
Shell art. Oh, this guy's doing shell art.
Over.
It's over.
Okay. Anyways, back to the voice.
Hello, friend.
I was actually watching some Portlandia clips on YouTube today, and there was just the one where it was like preschool, and it was like a parents meeting with the teacher, and it was all about album, like what albums should be in the preschool. And he was like, "I'm sorry, I have to save something here. This." Mike and the Mechanics album, we have to remove this from the library. This is a horrible album. The guy stands up, wait. Living Years is a classic song. Living Years is a gateway song to terrible 90s music. It was just a classic Portlandia sketch.
Oh my god!
And it was like all the parents were just high, like total music geeks, like looking down on the teacher didn't know something, and they're like, "You don't know this?" What? So, damn it, Portlandia!
Damn it for your brilliance,
tangent.
Your brilliance and your lack of.
Call number three. I have pizza for a graveyard. Go fuck yourself.
Damn it!
Oh wait, is that three for Chino?
Damn it, Chino, take it the fuck easy, man.
He's cut off.
You're cut off.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast. I wanted to send out a big giant thank you to Chew Your Beer for going ahead and extending an invitation to the bottle share last Saturday, and especially a big thank you to Zorro Not Zorro and all his buddies for throwing it. It's a regular deal for them, and I was very honored and humbled to go to their bottle share. And reflecting on the rules from last week's show, we forgot one key major rule that I followed.
Did you open somebody's bottle?
Chew Your Beer didn't realize, and that's hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
You got to hydrate,
I see. The only good way to drink beer for 5 or 6 hours is to make sure you hydrate.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Duh.
And then I had a good idea for Pine and Palms.
Uh-oh. Perfect pour. Here we go. This is Roger.
Because you have to work in some sort of shell phrase.
Yes.
And we all know that when the street signs turn brown, you turn around.
Yep, Clovis, man.
I think turn around brown's the way to go.
Turn around brown. Oh, man, that's the best one. Guys. That's the best one. And that's from somebody from Fontana. Oh,
I'm slow clapping
there it is,
that one,
Roger,
sir.
Hello.
I'm slow clapping that
is
on
what
that one.
Your next brown beer is called. That
turn
is it.
Turn around brown.
Turn around brown. That's it.
That is
I mean, it even works if it's not even the local reference. Right. It still works. I mean, that's it.
Oh, man. It was right in front of us.
Rules, right. Yep. Sometimes forest for the trees, you know. I love gold.
Solid. That was solid.
Ooh, you going to trust that?
He's getting all the aroma. He's stealing the aroma.
I haven't cleaned the lines on that physics. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
He was going to use the physics.
But physics etiquette.
The lines aren't clear, and that's a serious. This is a serious beer.
Right
here. We don't want to mess it up. Ooh.
Nice attenuation.
Mm. What do we got here?
Ooh, beer middle brewer? Pour.
Ooh, beer. Beer brewer's got the top pour. Nick's getting the middle pour.
We have a crawler from Fieldwork.
Fieldwork! Oh, where on earth would you get a Fieldwork while you're in Sacramento?
In Sacramento.
Now there's Fieldwork in Sacramento. So is the Sacramento
Midtown
Fieldwork
Brews.
Which is closer, the Sacramento Fieldwork or the Berkeley Fieldwork?
They're about the same. As far as I'm concerned, Monterey, Napa, Sacramento, Berkeley, they're all about 2 hours away.
Wow.
The Swash IPA, 6.8.
I'm guessing 6.75
in our group text.
I'm guessing 6.75.
Swash.
Am I close?
When I heard Swash, because Matt texted us. Mm-hmm. Nick and I are like, which one do you want? Do you want this Swash or the other one was Clear Skies or something like that?
I think it was Clear Skies.
And so I'm thinking, I hear Swash for a name of IPA. And with this Northeast.
Yeah, it was Clear Skies.
With these Northeast beers, I'm like, oh, that's probably going to be a cloudy beer, that Swash. So I think I want to go Clear Skies. But then I went on Untappd. I'm like, what's got best rating?
Whoa.
And Swash seemed to be getting better ratings. So I'm like, oh, Swash.
So that's why you hesitated for like a minute and a half?
I did. I went and did a quick research.
Some due diligence.
This is a great aroma. I love this aroma.
Are you stealing it all?
Well, somebody pointed out to me that this is
aroma.
A little bit maltier than their normal IPAs.
I don't think I agree with that.
But if this is malty for an IPA, fieldwork is doing it.
I'm not getting the malty.
Fieldwork is
doing it
right.
I guess if you're in the fieldwork genre, maybe you could pull that, but...
You're like, would you like to try our East Coast IPA?
Yeah.
It only has 4.5 pounds per barrel.
Yeah, here's ours. This is totally wet.
That is good.
Totally east of the Rockies.
Damn it, fieldwork. Approving swash.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Yes, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
He's alive.
I noticed you haven't been very active on MySpace lately. What's going on with that?
Sorry, Paul.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Get on there.
He caught on to us.
Dorktown's on MySpace.
I just want to put in my plugs for Brewpubs.
All right.
Brewpubs are cool, man, because not only do they have food,
says the guy in
Berkeley,
but
they also have beer.
Boom. Boom. That was it.
That was it?
You got food
says
and beer.
Says the guy who lives in Berkeley, where a brew pub is basically...
He lives across the highway from Moylan's. Moylan's is the ultimate brew pub.
Yeah, but...
But Moylan's, you can get, you know, you can get, you know, growlers, you can get bottles, you can get cans. Moylan's has all... Moylan's seems to be focused on the beer, and then they also have food.
But tell me where there's bad food in the Bay Area.
I don't know.
Yeah. Even their French fries are locally sourced.
These are locally sourced potatoes. I didn't think potatoes grew in the Bay Area. Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a...
We consider Idaho the Bay Area. Okay. Western Idaho is considered the Bay Area.
We have a hydroponic potato farm.
Yep. That's sticking up for brew pubs. That's cool.
There he is.
I think Marin Brew Co.
The voice of reason.
Too, so. Yeah, he's got let's. And then Iron Springs.
Oh.
He's sending some Iron Springs. Iron Springs, another brew pub. But see, it changes once you start bottling stuff and you can get or once you go outside of the brew pub. If I can get your beer outside of your brew pub, then now you're stepping into a different world where now I'm starting to look at you like, oh, maybe you do have something going on. Huh?
So you're trying to say that you just noticed society because they released one bottle?
Yeah. Maybe they got something going on.
Yeah, maybe the society is going to do something.
So you just nailed it on the head. The shift went back to the beer instead of the food.
Did you shift it?
You shifted it forward.
Don't shift it in reverse.
No. As soon as the focus shifts to the beer, it's good.
What's happening? Oh, God. This is a final voicemail of the episode. Uh-oh, my. What the?
Wow.
I'm not Jack.
I think it's Scotty B.
Can you guess what I'm drinking?
Are you in space, Scotty B?
Let me tell you.
Are you on Mars? This is David Lee Roth.
Can you guess what beer it is?
Lean back, lean the seat back, and... Everybody wants some? Are you playing that?
You get it. You got the great work.
I don't know what happened there.
That was some Captain Beefheart shit.
That was
right
on
there.
The late in the afternoon, too.
That was Captain Beefheart. That wasn't
Captain Beefheart.
Yeah.
Beef shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Beef shirt.
Trout mask replica. Look it up.
I don't know what happened there. That was Scotty V.
Mm-hmm.
And that was voicemails.
Voicemails.
Of the perfect poll.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
Thanks, everybody, for calling in and giving us content. And now, looking out for beers. Let's give you some beers you should be looking out for, hopefully in your town, hopefully in our town, really. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. Hopefully they're going to show up for us. Beechwood, a new batch of Melrose IPA. The 22-ounce bottles are floating around the beer space in California. If you're in a Beechwood-friendly town, look out for this. I am looking out for it, the Melrose IPA. Alesmith, the Alesmith IPA, we get their bombers here. Alesmith from San Diego. They are now have that IPA in six-pack cans.
What? It literally just says IPA?
Yep, yeah. Alesmith, they don't have their names. They're one of those brewers that just go, Alesmith, IPA, Alesmith, IPA. Pale, Alesmith, Nut Brown, Alesmith.
XPA.
So, that X. Ooh, that X. So, look out for that. I like to see that X in the six-pack cans. Mm-hmm. Just saying, Alesmith. I still have not found the Carl Strauss Aurora Hopialis in six-pack cans, even though it is out there. Super annoying. I still have not seen the Modern Times September beer, the True Land 22-ounce. I have not seen that, even though we're a Modern Times city. I'll tell you one more thing I have not looking out for. Is this San Jose Sharks beer from Gordon Biersch called Chum?
Are you sure you're not looking out for that one?
I am not looking out for that. It's called Chum. It's a dry hopped red.
It's everything you're
Sounds
about.
Sounds like the bearded brewer would like to try it.
Sports and yep. Macro.
Yeah, apparently Gordon Biersch made a beer for the San Jose Sharks hockey team called Chum. It's a dry hop red, and I don't want it because I'm a Vancouver Canucks fan, and fuck the Sharks.
But not the Ducks.
You have too many rules.
Your sports have too many rules, damn it. NHL season's starting up. I'm a bigger hockey fan than football fan, so.
Did you ever go watch Fresno Garage Hockey or whatever it was called?
The one over at Icelandia where they're playing now the Monsters, Fresno
there
Monsters?
There you go, Monsters, yeah.
I haven't gone over to Icelandia. I've watched them and when they're in Selland. I did go to Monster Games. Okay. And then, of course, the old Falcons games.
Who?
Those. I used to play roller hockey here locally at the fairgrounds.
What?
There's a roller hockey rink at the fairgrounds.
Whoa.
Those that don't know.
Whoa. Indie, bro. Indie hockey.
I'm excited about the
You
NHL
playing roller
coming.
Hockey just makes me feel like you're in one of those 80 movies.
It was, back when rollerblades were cool. And
oh, so you bladed.
Game on.
I did that. No, you have hockey rollerblades are different from regular rollerblades, okay?
Well, no, I thought you meant skating.
And I had two. I had the rollerblades and hockey rollerblades. They're here in the studio, actually.
Is that what those are down there?
Yeah, they're somewhere in here.
Next to the comics on the floor?
Though? Yep, they're down there on the floor next to the comic book boxes. So there you go.
When do you get tired of riding your single speed, do you strap those things
on? Strap them on. Get out there.
Nice.
There's one woman that rollerblades in Madeira once in a while. So you're like, wow, you're the one person rollerblading.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep doing it.
I would give you $20 if you rollerbladed to Fig Tree and picked up a six pack.
Man, that might be worth it.
I don't care if you Ubered back, but if you rollerbladed there.
Wow, now we're talking. This might be a deal. Talking. All right. We might need to hook that up. That's going to be on our Instagram fucking stories.
Guys, can you see me? I'm rolling.
I'm blading.
Nice.
But what's bad, though, is from here to Fig Garden, there isn't a sidewalk on my side. So it's like you got to go in the bike lane.
No. And the road is all tore up, too.
Yeah, the road's shitty, too. Oh, man. Yep. Whew.
You gotta
look out for.
You got to do the jump where you grab a blade.
See, I'm not that skilled. The reason I stopped playing, because I love playing roller hockey, actually, but the reason I stopped playing is I was terrible at going backwards, and you got to be able to go backwards. If you're playing hockey, you got to go backwards.
Perhaps you should watch more Blades of Glory.
Yeah, I probably should. But it's ice, dude. It's different, man.
He went down into Blades of Glory.
Bon Jovi reference. Are there anything you're looking out for, Bitter Brewer?
So, this is where I'm going to stop listening to people.
Here's where I stop.
So the whole time I was in Sacramento, my biggest annoyance was people were like, no, we shouldn't go there. That's like so far. And, you know, I consider
beer geeks.
I consider a mile walk not that far. But people are like, they're like, oh, that could take us like 15 minutes to walk a mile in Sacramento.
That could take us 15 minutes.
You've never parked at City College before, have you?
Yeah, right.
So on the Sunday we were leaving, we hit field work. And I had my mind. I'm like, okay, let's go to the BevMo. We went to the BevMo and I asked him, well, do you guys have any bike
dog? Dude, there's a Total Wine in Sacramento.
Well, do you have any bike dog bottles? And they said, unfortunately, we do not. We're trying to get them in. And my buddy asked me that was driving. He's all, is there anywhere else you want to go? And I was just like, well, people said bike dogs in another part of Sacramento. It's not worth it, whatever. I looked it up. It was 5 miles. It was 5 miles from the field work that we were at.
Mm.
Totally drivable. They were open. I could have gone there, got bottles. Nice. So that's where I just lose faith in humanity. It's like, to me, a 25-minute drive would have been out of the question for bike dog bottles. But a 5-mile drive?
In Sacramento, that could have been. That was a weekend, though. So maybe not.
It was Sunday.
Yeah.
But so, you know.
Sacramento can get crazy.
It's 11 miles to work, and I do that every day. So a 5-mile drive to a tap room. That's
Fresno, though. Sacramento is almost L.A.
Yeah, and I'm not near a freeway, and then there is a freeway, and then there's downtown. So it's comparable.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I'm looking out for, which we will probably not get, is we didn't get attack frequency from Modern Times, which Mikey failed on that because he was down there for, what's that festival?
I had it at the festival.
Yeah.
I did not see it in any sort of transferable form.
Shut your face. Shut your face is what I'm saying. So not only does Modern Times do rare bottles and sours and quarter releases and six-pack releases, I mean, 16-ounce can specialty releases, but then they do an ultra-rare release, and this next one is called... We'll also be unveiling our newest 16-ounce can special release, Mage Hand. This glorious...
Vage Hand?
Melange, whatever Vage. You want to call it, of Chinook... Simcoe, Mosaic, Equinox hops is a dank, hazy juice bomb of the highest caliber.
Wheezing so, the juice.
Top pour caliber.
So pour. I'm looking out for that beer. Michael J., one of my old employees that now lives in San Diego, I'm looking at you.
Michael J.!
If not, please somebody help us. Anybody from SD Beer Talk, please help.
Oh, they're going to drink
SOS.
That.
SOS.
They're going to drink that.
Yeah, no.
Beep, beep, beep,
he'll
beep,
never
beep,
make beep, it to FedEx, beep, beep, I know. Beep, beep,
beep. Oops, I drank it. I stole all the aroma.
Anything
first.
Else you guys are looking out for? The Nick 80, are you looking out for something?
So, Sierra Nevada, they have a beer called Narwhal.
I've heard of this.
It's probably,
you've mentioned Narwhal, maybe.
Never. I've never talked about.
No, this they've never mentioned.
Would
Marvel.
You be angry at me if I didn't sample these bottles at the festival?
Not at all. Okay. I'd be angry if you didn't sample them at the festival.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. Sure. I was wondering how Bert got it. So they were at the festival.
So there was a. It's like a food expo on Friday. So they had two beers on tap, just the regular bourbon barrel aged Narwhal, and then they had the specialty 3-pack in bottles. And you could sample all 4 variants.
Nice. Looking out for it. It's in a nice suitcase. 3 bottles of different variants of Narwhal. Bourbon barrel, red wine barrel, and rum barrel.
Does red wine barrel entice you at all?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've heard of red wine barrel.
It's the only kind of wine I can drink is red wine.
Okay.
The Catacomb was... Well, it's still a wine barrel, but the this year's Catacomb is a Chardonnay barrel.
The 4 Brewers like that one.
So
the red wine has that deep, rich, dark fruit.
Okay.
You know, it'll play well with a stout.
Right.
Just think of like a nice plum or a nice dark red grape.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it all works. Sure, it works somehow.
Sure. For some people.
Some people. Pinot Noir. That's all you need to know.
All right.
I am looking out for it. However, I'm not looking out for paying probably $60 for this.
Whoa.
I'm guessing because a bottle of barrel aged narwhal is $19.95.
Dang.
Times three.
It's like a Michael Jordan rookie card.
I'd be shocked if it was $40 for the three pack. And I'm talking like that's Costco pricing. Warm shelf Costco pricing.
Yeah.
Scotty B is not a fan of Costco.
Ooh.
Because they keep their beer warm.
Hey, they keep their beer warm.
Well, I say warm. Costco's always an even 60 degrees, so I don't think it's a problem.
It's not that warm in there. But you made the point of Costco turns it out pretty quick. Like the beer isn't that old.
Weekly. If you go there weekly, which I don't know who does, not me, obviously.
No, but I fucking hate Costco.
Yeah, Costco's more of a once a month kind of place, but I rarely see the same beer shitting on the shelf. Shitting on the shelf.
Hey, you got some beer shitting on the shelf.
Shitting on the shelf, it was. So I want to play the Modern Times game too.
Oh.
There's a new Fruitlands out. A blood orange and hibiscus Fruitlands.
What's that one called?
Fruitlands.
All right.
So Fruitlands is their sour goza style beers. Mm-hmm. They do an apricot, a passion fruit, and then the latest
apricots
release.
Apricots around town.
The passion fruit comes and goes. It's harder to find.
Comes and goes.
Good
job, Nick. Oh!
And I'm out. And so the latest release is a blood orange and hibiscus. I'm looking for two bottles specifically.
All right.
Because one's for a friend.
One's for a friend. These are all the beers you're looking out for this week?
That is what I'm looking out for. All right. That's four beers in total, Mike.
Hey, come on.
Come on now.
Don't shortchange the four beers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, you're talking about three attack frequency, so.
Oh, yeah.
We need to hear this. Sitting on a hill, drinking green flash IPA. Even better still would be Attack Frequency. Haven't seen it yet. It's pretty hard to get, but pretty soon I bet I'll see it in the store. Drink it like a whore till there is no more. Stumbled into bed, dreams of you inside my head. Pretty soon we'll be me and the attack frequency. Sitting on a hill, dreaming of you still. I wonder if I will ever get my pill. Still the dream goes on. Poor Paul is still looking for that attack frequency, just like you guys. I've had it!
Damn.
Had it, bro!
It hurts, bro. It hurts.
Sorry, man. You should go to San Diego more.
Hurts, don't it?
Who had Attack and Release? What band was that?
Black Keys.
That was Black Keys. Whoa, that's a funny shaped bottle. Interesting fact. While it was getting air outside, quote unquote, there was somebody playing violin very distantly.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, I walked
attack
out.
Attack frequency.
Like, is it all right? Is it violin through speaker system, or is it an
somebody's
actual
practicing
violin, an analog violin?
Analog. No, you walk out there and say,
Whoa.
Hot
that
cross
would be the
buns.
First time for that.
Hot cross buns.
It's colder. It's colder outside, so the air is less dense, so sound is traveling further.
There is allegedly a homeless person that's been sleeping on the street in the middle of the night. So I'm just saying, if I'm homeless, I'm carrying around a violin.
There you go. Stradivarius.
It might be that guy. If anyone has the Nextdoor app, get Nextdoor app and you see what your neighbors are buzzing about,
bitching about.
It's called Nextdoor app, and it's your basically your neighborhood,
not the Nextdoor neighbor.
No,
app.
Next and your neighborhood. Like, hey, I saw a guy walking down the street at 3 a.m. the other day. What the fuck was that about? And one of your other neighbors are like, oh, that was just my cousin. He was drunk walking away. You know, I kicked him out of the house. Oh, okay, no problem. You know, that kind of thing.
Pawn Shop Stradivarius should be a name for something. That's all I'm saying.
New beer. This was donated by Paul from Fairfax. We just heard in Paul's Attack Frequency song. Orval Trappist Ale. From Tukwila, Washington. Tukwila, Washington. A Trappist Ale. I got top pour, and that meant I got a shit ton of head on this.
Yep.
Ooh.
15 fruity. Ounces of head, 2 ounces of beer. That's a Trappist.
Oh, the Orval.
Oh.
Oh, why didn't you say that sooner?
Why didn't you say something? It's an Orval.
It's an Orval.
This is Bell's to be like, there's so much carbonation.
I have an Orval. All
right, well.
did you go to the doctor for
been
that?
Been caught drinking.
He said, don't worry about it. Caught been drinking.
Open up your Untappd app. I am Dorktown on Untappd. Let's see what the hell I've been doing this week.
Oh, really? Oh,
now you're just bragging. I need to have Untappd tell me what I did.
Nice.
Mikey's personal assistant.
My personal assistant.
Untappd. Beer assistant.
Well, as soon as I heard the news about our friend Adrian becoming head brewer at Kernel.
No, you didn't.
And we did the same thing, Nick. We did the same thing. I opened up a just outstanding IPA. And now what was weird was it was that same day and I saw my sister that day.
Oh, okay.
And she had gone up to Kern River.
Whoa.
To this year. It wasn't super recent, but she's
okay.
She's like,
your sister?
She was like up there. She went up to the Lake Isabella. She's like, oh, I went up to Lake Isabella and I went in the Kern River for a second and got this bottle. I thought you might like it.
Dang.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she, you know, it's just funny how people that know you love craft beer,
right?
But they're not beer geeks, so they try to make you happy and like find something. So she's like,
it could have been a Belgian.
This. She got a bottle of just outstanding. She's I got this bottle from Kern River, and I'm like, you become such a dick. You're like, yeah, I know. I've had just outstanding before. She's like, oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, I bought this bottle for you, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking of you and bought this for you, but now you're a dick. But okay.
Shove this down your throat.
Yeah. No, but I was like, oh, cool. Thank you. And, you know, so it was just like that same day I had this bottle of just outstanding IPA.
Damn.
And I noticed that Nick at the same time was like, it seems like an appropriate day to buy to drink a just outstanding IPA.
So. It was,
and it was sort of old for an IPA, but it still was great. I had no problems with it. So, thank you, Jennifer, my sister,
the Jen.
Some kickback IPA from Drake's Brewing.
Oh, ooh. How is that one?
The Session IPA. You haven't had Kickback yet?
I have not had the Kickback.
Go to the Popolos and have a Kickback.
It's wonderful.
It's a sesh, bro.
And I was having it at the pool, and I on our Instagram, I added
that was
Drake's.
Great
I was
picture.
Like, Drake's, am I doing this right? Kicking back, and it has the bottle inside the pink flamingo
The flamingo floaty.
That holds the beer.
Yeah.
And Drake's immediately, it was like 2 minutes after I posted it, Drake was
tap.
Like, yes, yes, that looks, you know, make
Drake's sense. Approved.
So Drake's approved.
Damn it.
Drinking. Belching Beaver has been in town for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is the one beer that Belching Beaver is definitively known for.
Peanut butter.
Is their peanut butter milk stout. And that has not been in town. It's been their other beers. So you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, finally, so this week, the peanut butter stout is now in town in six-pack cans.
Oh, and wow.
Producer Becky on the Dorktown podcast,
Dorktown.
That's one of her favorite beers. I'm like, yay!
She's okay with it?
She loved it. And I, you know, of course, I stole a couple for myself. So I had a couple of the R&D, peanut butter milk. Now, a lot of people don't like... It's weird about Belching Beaver. The San Diego guys, there seems to be a thing where they're like we treat W Brewing here.
No.
They kind of treat Belching Beaver.
Dude, they're totally North Park, bro.
Yeah, they're like, nobody seems to respect Belching Beaver. I don't know if it's because of their marketing, because the Belching Beaver is just kind of crass and kind of, which this is my suspicion, but I have no idea what they think. But for some reason, Belching Beaver is not part of the indie crowd there. Mm. I'll just say that then there's a lot of talk about how their adjunct beers are kind of, they're not natural. What is the term?
Yeah. The extract.
And so I don't know, but at that, their peanut butter milk stout still a solid beer and I enjoyed it. I had an XPA from Tagascoy Brewing.
Yay.
And from Fresno. I had kind of a thin week of budget wise. I didn't have much of a budget, so I didn't really go out and buy beer. So I was digging deep into the fridge, and I had a
Stone 16,
a City of the Dead from Modern Times.
Back there,
just sitting there for a while. I'm like, and it's not my. Obviously, there's nothing wrong. It's a Modern Times beer, but it's just not my style. And I just had it sitting back there, just like
you had to power through.
Yeah, some special occasion. Well, the special occasion was I didn't have money for beer, and it was back there. So I drank it.
I'm poor.
Yeah, I'm poor this week. So
the occasion is I'm poor.
The occasion is I am poor, and I drank it, and damn it, I drank it all. I don't like bourbon barreled shit. I do not. I know Nick and I are completely opposite on this. I do not. Once I hear that I taste that bourbon, I'm like, no bourbon, no.
You sit, calm down.
Obviously, I had some sort of issue with bourbon, in my 20s. But I cannot have.
Probably
but I
you still got finished on the cheap
because stuff. I needed alcohol that night. Apparently, it was a Tuesday night, and I needed alcohol. I don't know. And I finished that whole damn bottle.
Yeah.
And then I had a war pigeon, another war pigeon from Drake's, and yes, it is about to fall off. So get it quick.
What's interesting is they gave it 90 days, and we're not anywhere near 90 days.
Yeah, it's...
Maybe 45, 50, it's already falling off?
Yeah, it's on its downward... Gravity is taking effect on the war pigeon, but it's still good. I would still advise getting it, but do it quick. Binkots. Bearded Brewer 87.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy, this is good. You were in Sacramento, man. Apparently, the craft beer capital of the world now.
So I had the brochure for the festival, and Northern California had the most amount of breweries at the beer festival. I could not believe how many Northern California breweries there were. It was Bay Area, Northern California, Central California, L.A., and San Diego. Those were the regions that they separated people into. Central Valley was probably the smallest category, as you could imagine. And so drive up Friday, they have the actual expo at the convention center. Wonderful. They had a brewer's reception dinner, which you can hang out, drink more beer, have snack foods. Then they release you into the wild, and we went out and did, you know, there's a bar chain called Coin Op. We went to check that out. And met up with Mike and Ed, and we went to a place called University of Beer. Very wonderful place. The Saturday, they start off with a brewer's breakfast. Then you're released because there's more activities happening at the convention center, Sacramento Convention Center. Then you can start setting up for the beer festival at 11. Then the actual festival opens at 1. The festival goes till 6. No, sorry, the festival's at 3? Yeah, you set up from 11 to 2. The festival's at 3. It goes to 6:45. Beer cuts off. Then you're released into the wild again, where you could just... There's just... Everybody's a brewer. So, the festival's super fun. It was 5 blocks of beer. There was free water. There was, you know, there was plenty of shade because of tall buildings. There was just... It's a wonderful experience. So I'm happy that I got to go up there and go visit things. And we managed, between setting up for the beer festival and it opening, we managed to sneak out for about 50 minutes over to the Fieldwork Tap Room.
Ooh, the new Sacramento Fieldwork Tap Room.
We were able to sneak in a flight. You know, we knew it was going to be a rough day of drinking, but we're just like, shit, we got 50 minutes to kill. That's a 5-minute Uber ride to go get some beer, and we did. We did. It was cool.
And what's this Fieldwork Tap Room in Sacramento like? Like, is it just bar? What's going on in there?
So, Sacramento has a lot of outdoor seating. It seems like the typical sidewalk in Sacramento is about somewhere between 15 and 20 feet wide. But every other place will have an outdoor dining. So next thing you know, there's, brother, what would a standard sidewalk be? Just 2 squares next to each other.
2 squares, 5 feet.
5 feet. So it's like next thing you know, you're walking in front of the Rite Aid. There's a 20-foot sidewalk.
Ooh.
Then there's...
It's massive. That's Fulton Street status.
Yeah. And then Fulton, you're walking
Street. Fulton Street.
And then you walk we'll up see. And there's the Firestone Public House. It's a bar there.
That's a cool place.
And they have 15 feet of outdoor dining, and then there's a 5-foot sidewalk next to the road. And the whole downtown area keeps doing that shit. It's just like 20-foot sidewalk, 5-foot. 20 And so that's where the field work is. It's 5-foot sidewalks. There's bike parking right in front, a passenger loading zones right in front. And there's little outdoor dining, probably about 15, 20 people. You walk in, it's a straight shot to the bar. To your right, there's like 3 or 4 tables, banquet tables. You kind of just sit down with people and there's bar seating. But it's just, you walk up to the bar, and it's just all, here are our taps, here's our crowler machine, here's 2 doors with our growlers and crowlers, and that's it. They have a little microwave oven in the back for their pastries, which they do. But
they will microwave a pastry for you.
Well, it was like a toaster oven, but yeah, it's like a croissant roll with croissant. Veggies and
will
hummus.
Will you do that at Tioga? Like that. Will you microwave something for me? You bring in a hot pocket. Like, yeah. Hey man, I got this hot pocket in my car. Will you zap this for me?
I would.
You got an indie hot pocket.
This is totally indie hop. This isn't like corporate hot pocket. Yeah.
We're a smaller brewery.
Locally sourced hot pocket.
Locally sourced hot pocket.
We're a smaller brewery, so we were given the microwave, so it might be 5 minutes to get that. It might not be the 2.5 you need.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
Yeah.
But I mean, the places we went to in Sacramento, we went to Coin Op, we went to University of Beer, we went to Fieldwork, we tried to go in a dive bar, but it was busy.
The one with the mermaid in there.
Mm-hmm. We went to Tank House, which is a phenomenal barbecue place. And I must note, they have a little A-frame sign out front. It says, bucket of hams, 6 beers, $10.
Hams, the beer refreshing. Hammies.
You get
the beer refreshing beer.
Yeah. And it
hams the beer refreshing.
Land of clear well. Blue water.
It does well. And I think we also went to a bar called Republic. I think it was. Mm. We were trying to go to the Torch Club, which was a dive bar, but they were full.
Torch Club is Sacramento's version of Zapp's Park.
Yeah. So typical dive bar.
Yeah.
That is some dive shit. Yeah.
And, but they had music, so there was a cover. So we went to the next place, which was called Republic or something like that, and that was kind of your bro-y bar. Yes. But they had pool tables and they had a PBR and shot special. So we were doing all right. We've been drinking all day at the beer festival. We were just trying to coast, and that fit it. I had a shot of Fernet, and I had a PBR tall boy. I was okay.
Zapp's Park dive bar in Fresno is a tiny bar.
I was in there one night when the
water system was backing up or something. Oh. Was it draining? So the whole bar area was just water underwater. Basically,
wow!
You're just standing in water.
It had an inch.
Yeah, and that was just normal. Like that it wasn't like, dude, fuck this place, I'm leaving. You're like, yeah, I'm here. I'm standing in water having a beer. Mm-hmm. That was
things could be worse.
Yeah, things could be worse.
Things could be worse.
I'm just in an inch or two of water having my beer.
Oh yeah,
this is fine.
And then there was the time when the beers were in ice chest full of ice because the cooler wasn't working.
Yeah, that happened.
That happened too.
That happened.
All right. So. Those are very few of the things that I did in Sacramento. The beer festival was wonderful. It was fun to hang out with Eddie. He made point for us to kind of chill and hang out and go to some places and stuff like that. There's many, many people I ran into. There's many people I've met. I mean, seriously, thank you to everybody that was there. While I was at the BevMo, this is my BenCot. Now it's my BenCot.
Oh. Or go back to your BenCot.
So when I was at the BevMo, I was searching high and low, and I
love gold.
nobody rag on me, but I had a six pack of Slow Roll from Track 7 in my hand.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I put it down. I put it down.
What? All right, now I'm
because I found I've been
you
looking
like
out
me
for
when
beer.
I'm angry.
What did you do?
So Almanac has. I'll bring it next week. I didn't bring it this week because we have a lot of beer. But Almanac has released a beer called San Francisco IPA, and I know they sell it in six packs because I bought one at the BevMo up there. I've not seen it in town. I've looked. Everybody has the Pilsner. Everybody has the Kolsch. Everybody blah blah blah. But this beer is phenomenal. It's like 6.8%. It is beautiful. So I brought one of those back.
Sweet spot.
And I've been sipping on them. Let's hope one makes it to the show next week.
Yeah, let's hope. Come on, say one, bro.
Chew Your Beer asked if I did try McLeod. I did have a couple of their beers. The one that stood out to me was Lost in London, which I believe was a stout of theirs. There were a lot of Sacramento area or Northern California breweries. From Straight Wood 4, I had their Berliner Weiss. I scoffed at them because they asked me if I wanted a syrup pump into it, and I said no, I want it straight up. When I walked away, I realized that's the traditional style, as they would add fruit to the beer, and that's Berliner Weiss. But straight up Berliner Weiss, it was good. From Bike Dog, they didn't have their milk stout on draft yet, so I enjoyed their one called Mosaic Pale. We've had it. It's good.
Had it.
So, and it's on the beer wall.
Yeah, totally.
So I was the guy that walked up to 50-50. 50-50 is known for their Eclipse series and everything.
50-50.
And what do I order? They had their Donner Party Porter. It was a straight up porter.
That's disgusting.
It was actually really fucking good.
Yeah. It tastes smoky.
The guy's like, oh, I got this Eclipse.
Tastes human.
So I got this orange wax Eclipse that I'm pouring. And I was like, no, I'll just have the porter.
Tastes like leg.
Thigh.
Yeah, it's
tasting thigh.
Human thigh.
From Moonraker, which I believe is also Sacramento one, I had Vespas 9.
007 reference.
Oh, okay. So, and then from
James
New
Bond reference.
Worst game ever.
From New Bohemia, yeah. I had the Velvet Revolution, which I believe was a Vienna lager. When I was at field work, my flight consisted of Shower Beer, Vanilla Oak, and Swash was my new one. I also tried their, what was it, the Northeast, didn't they have a name for it? But they have their Northeast Double IPA.
The stuff that's all, you can't see through it shit.
Yeah. So they had one of those on the board. They just had released it that day. It tasted pretty good, but I already had two Crowlers of IPA, so I couldn't bring myself to buy another one.
Were they down two Crowlers by yourself?
Well, I was at University of Beer. Can you guys guess what I had? I found the Pizza Port Lager. Graveyard.
What? Pale. You son of a bitch.
And they let me put it in a flight, so I had that. And they also had Alpine Duet. And I was like, fuck it, I'm in Sacramento, I'm having an Alpine Duet in this flight.
I can get that in Fresno.
It was good.
So you're just going to do it?
They also had a ginger beer that was pretty good. Or a ginger. It was a beer with ginger. It wasn't a ginger
beer. You had a beer with the ginger? That's fine.
Ginger Ninja.
Yeah, she was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Ginger
girl. She works for Rubicon. Jacob knows her.
Well, we had, as Beardy Brewers was doing his big cuts, we have opened up a Melvin Hubert MPA. Donated to the show.
Neil Patrick Harris.
By Gabriel.
By Gabriel.
Colorado Gabe.
6%. Sorry. Can't do that.
5.9.
You won!
Yes, I win.
Hubert MPA. I'm trying to discover what the MPA is.
Malty.
Malty pale ale?
This is a little malty pale ale. These guys care about
Hubert,
the malt bill.
If I didn't know you better, I might take you for an IPA, but after one sip, I knew you were a pale ale with your sleek, sophisticated approach to life and your general big word that I can't
general direction.
You smell of hoppy pleasure, and the balance you possess is stunning. I promise not to underestimate you.
Do great misunderstand.
Don't hate party. I'm still not getting the M.
Party
it.
All the time.
Is party it Mega?
Rock. Maybe it's just Melvin Pale Ale.
Melvin Pale
Ale. You smelvined it. You delvined it.
Hubert.
Nice. Well done.
I like it, though. I like
How about some Yacht
I
Rock?
I like what Melvin does, man.
Melvin does what Melvin does.
Melvin is making Wyoming proud.
Is this a micro pale ale?
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. A micro pale.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Paul from Fairfax made that for us. I was doing that all week last week. Cheers, it's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheers.
Wow.
Ah, man. We're so lucky to have Paul. All the time I think about that, I was like, no other show has
According
Paul.
According to Untappd, they just say it's an American pale ale.
Oh.
American.
The M is mystery. Melvin Pale Ale.
America Pale Ale.
Cheers. Guess what, guys? We have a new Golden Guy. Bow, 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 bow. Wow, wow. A new patron for the Perfect Pour, Edward Winter from Wales.
What?
Yes. He is from Wales.
Wales.
Well, that's like,
this
you know,
is not America.
No. That's
no.
It's like
little bit British.
No, it's Scotland. Or no, it's
Scotland.
Wales is not England.
The Wales Republic?
No, you're highly offending. It's Scott.
Yeah, we just lost him.
Yeah, and yeah, he's like, I'm dropping my fucking...
Yeah. That
Wales,
was short-lived.
Wales, bro. I wonder if you say Wales in Wales. Do you say Wales in Wales?
Well, apparently I don't know, because you said it's not in England. No, where is Wales?
It's in Europe.
Scotland, dude. Right? Am I right?
Scottish.
I thought it was UK.
I thought it was a Jew.
Research we should have done before we did this bit.
Well, Wikipedia says United Kingdom.
Yeah, but yeah, United Kingdom is Scotland too.
Brexit. England. What's going on?
Yeah, there? It's the Brexit.
England
it all
and
up,
Wales, bro. United Kingdom. We're doing a...
They're on their own thing.
On the spot.
I completely offended the whole...
Wales is a country Wales. That is part of the United Kingdom and the island of Great Britain.
Mm-hmm. But they're it their own thing.
It is bordered by England to the east, the Irish Sea to the north, and Bristol Channel to the south.
Yep. Knew that.
Yeah.
So, sorry if we offended you. Please call in to our phone line.
Yeah. But
that's all right. Like, he probably thinks we live on the beach.
I don't know if we can get him in the Facebook group if he's not.
Not on Facebook? If he's on Facebook,
does Facebook exist?
Is there a Wales Facebook? Wales, bro.
Wales, bro.
The people around Wales are just all, hey, man, every bar you're in, you're all Wales, bro. And you're like, yeah, okay, I get it. Wales, bro.
What are they talking about?
Yeah. What are they talking about? I don't have a Wales accent. I'm just thinking of Sean Connery accent.
We call the dog Indiana.
We call the dog Wales.
Dog Wales.
If you want to follow him on tap, 2Veg, the number 2 and Veg, very simple, 2Veg on tap. So you guys need to follow James.
That's amazing.
So, Edward Winter, Wales, bro. Wales, thank you for being a new patron. We needed a new Golden God, man. We're hurting. Speaking of, for those that are our Golden Gods, our patrons, Patreon has started a new thing where you can take the RSS feed of our Patreon feed and insert that into whatever app you have that reads your RSS feed and put that in there, like iTunes. So the tailgate you could put into iTunes and listen similar in the same way you listen to the regular show, the Perfect Pour. So it's always in the show notes. There's always a link, perfectpourpod.com or on Patreon/perfectpour. If you want to donate to the show and get a little extra something for the donation. Cheers to Tasting Niche. Oh, yes. You have some geography news for us, Peter Burr.
Is it Wales with an H or without an H?
It's the Wales, the Scotland, Ireland, Wales.
You're not helping me. I asked you a simple question.
I don't know. With an H. I'm going to say with an H.
There doesn't seem to be anything.
There's no, Scotland. there's no Wales. Doesn't exist.
There seems to be near Halifax and Stockport and stuff like that. There seems to be a Wales with an H.
Yeah.
Then there seems to be a Wales without an H.
Where is that at?
That's closer to, let's see if there's anything I recognize.
Clovis? Brothers,
and the signs turn brown.
That has to be your next beer, Roger. Sorry,
there's no names we'd recognize.
I hate when we look stupid. Basically,
so we're just
2 hours of stupid.
So you hate every episode.
Yep. Cheers to Tasting Niche at Tasting Niche or Tasting Niche on YouTube. She's cool. a beer YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Paris, but she's American.
Though. Oh, yes.
But she knows how to speak French. I don't know what the backstory is there, but she has a YouTube channel. Look her up, Tasty Niche. But she did a tweet. She did a tweet out, and she named about like five or so beer podcasts. One of us, one of the ones she named was us. Yay. And she's like, "Hey, what's the best podcast?" And we are one of them that she named. So just in getting included in something is enough for us. I'm like, yes, we got included in something. Cheers to the guy at Service Deli at the market here in Fresno. Over there, Herndon. And
was it Matt?
I don't know his name. I didn't get his name. But he works in the Service Deli at the market. And I had my Festival of Dankness t-shirt on. He's like, "Hey, great shirt." I was getting some potato salad.
Nice.
He's
naturally.
Like, yeah. And he's like, "Hey, what can I do for him?" And I was like, "Oh, blah, blah, pound of potato salad, blah, blah." He's like, "Hey, I like your shirt." "Oh, thank you." He's like, "Yeah, I got them to have the beer on all this beer here." And I'm like, "What?" I was like, you had influence on this inn? Cause here in the market, they have an inn that has all bombers, no craft beer bomber inn. I'm like, "Oh, you had influence on that?" He's like, "Yeah, I convinced him to do that. I convinced him to get all those beers in there." So he's claiming that he is responsible for the market having all this craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it has if you're local, the market has a nice inn there.
They do.
And it's a unique inn too. It's not, there's some things that you can only see there at the market in town. So
that sounds like Matt. Next time, ask him, "Are you Matt?
Are you Matt? Matt told me to ask you, are you Matt?"
If it's Matt, tell him hi. He's hella cool.
He was cool.
Dude. He works at the market.
He was super cool.
Then that'd be his boss, the other guy that buys the beer. But Matt does have influence on what comes through the store, but that's by his the beer buyer's recommendation. No. But
cheers to Matt.
Yeah.
Cheers to Irv Hernandez, Frumpy B, Reggie, of course, Reggie 559.
Reggie
Hills Bills.
Who? Reggio.
Bobby Diesel, Seth Hardy. Kelly, we all know Kelly, Jessica Gutierrez, and Paul Ramos. Any cheers do you guys have?
Cheers to Bad As Pizza, new follower on Instagram. Bertino.
I'm drinking a beer. I don't know what this is.
The Beer Pug. Hop Master. I just got that. Beer Pirate. And Swing Tree Beer. Oh, and Hophead Ed, of course. Yay. Instagram follower.
Cheers.
Cheerses.
Cheers.
Oh, and cheers to the Warthogs. For letting me hang out and crash their party. Scotty B. Stevie Z. Johnny T.
Johnny T. Cheers out to Marcus Sanchez. He's down in Temecula. I hope you know Bill fucking Science Guy.
Yeah. Bill fucking Science Guy, man.
King of Temecula.
I think he's still out there, but he hasn't interacted with us in a while.
Right.
And
then cheers out to Ed and Mike. They were hanging out with me this weekend. Cheers to the TS crew for the phenomenal job they did in the Sacramentos. And then cheers out to Fieldwork and Bike Dog. Got to meet a couple of gentlemen that are very nice, and hopefully look forward to visiting them more often. Beer things.
Beer things. Yay.
And cheers out to the Organic Bistro Lager House in Oregon. Sounds like a cool place.
Tell you, locally sourced. Is this neighborhood source? Is this source within this block?
Yeah. It's local pollution.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you. Person.
And person. We're drunk.
You're a good person. You're good. Have a safe
You're good in our book.
Your safe week and fun week drinking craft beer.
Don't forget the Clovis Beer Crawl and the Tower.
Yeah, don't
beer
forget
Brew
that.
Festival.
Oh, with that, yes.
Happening Saturday, Sunday.
Ooh, Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Clovis,
and
Sunday,
we'll be
Tower.
Back with you next week for more fun of beer drinking at Perfect Port Pod on social media. PerfectPortPod.com. Thanks for listening to the show. Whoa. Sunburns are playing music, and I like it.